Today's daf is Maseches Bav Metzia, daf Nun Tes. Today's daf, Amud Beis, we learn the fascinating passage known as the Tanur Shel Achnai, the Oven of Achnai. We have a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim concerning a Tanur, whether this oven is impure, whether it's Tameh, or whether it's pure, whether it's Tahor, based on an intricate debate and an intricate discussion, the laws of purity and impurity. Rabbi Eliezer held that the oven was in fact tameh, it's impure, while the Chachamim held that it was pure, which would mean anything baked in that oven would also be deemed tameh, would be impure, should be open and shut. Majority rules, achoy rabim lahatos, that's what we should follow. We have a majority opinion that says that the oven's tameh, and the conversation should come to an end over there. But Rabbi Eliezer insisted on his opinion being correct, and he brought miraculous proofs to strengthen his position that the heavens agree with him. And finally, at the end of his series of incredible proofs, he invokes a baskol, a heavenly emanation, which confirms the halacha, follows him, follows Rabbi Eliezer. However, Rabbi Yeshua gets up and he says, we don't listen to the baskol, we don't listen to these heavenly emanations because of the rule, lo bashamayimi, the Torah is not up in the heavens. Even if Hashem himself says what the halacha is as we see it down here on earth. Finally, we learn the encounter of Natan and Eliyahu, and Navi Eliyahu shares Hashem's reaction. How did Hashem react when he heard about this? It says Hashem was laughing and saying, Nitzchuni banai, Nitzchuni banai, my children have conquered and defeated me. The Rambam even holds this, and this we discussed it recently in the context of Eliyahu Hanavi. How could Eliyahu the prophet come down and resolve all kinds of debates? You know, that if a Navi shows up and addresses a machlokas, a debate in halacha, and says that Hashem told me that the halacha follows so-and-so, he is called a false prophet and he's executed. That's the halacha the Rambam brings. We know he told us something not true, because Hashem would never tell him the halacha. Lo bashamayim, he means that Hashem won't even discuss the matter with the prophet. And the Beis Halevi writes in his commentary on Mishlei, Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph, explaining the notion that the Malachim wanted the Torah to be given to them. This doesn't mean that they were asking for the mitzvah, they were asking for the authority to decide the halachot. It would be better to have a panel of angels decide the halachas. Humans are prone to error. Based on our Gemara, the halachas is decided by the earthly court, lo bashamayim. However, in the words of Rav Ari Kahn, in his brilliant analysis in his book, The Crowns on the Letters, page 125, he says, how could the rabbis justify rejecting the word of God in favor of normal channels of due process? There are different answers to this question. He brings three, but let's listen to the Sefer HaChinuch. He says that you always be a risk that the rulings of the rabbis are going to be wrong. Nevertheless, the Torah tells us not to stray, yamin u smol, to the left or to the right. Even when the rabbis say what's right is left, and what's left is right. V'tov lizbol ta'ut echad, v'yu hakol misurim tachad da'atam hatov tamid. It's better to suffer one mistake and to remain devoted to their well-informed opinions. V'lo she'aseh kol echad ve'echad kafi da'ato, she'bezeh yechurban hadat, v'chiluk leiv ha'am ve'hefzer ha'uma legamrei. Sefer Chinuch was writing this about 1,000 years ago. He of each and every individual act according to his own opinion, for that would cause the destruction of the religion and division among the people and the complete loss of the nation. In the words of Rav Ari Kahn, incredible words, as the Sefer HaChinuch explains, that in order to avoid anarchy, it's better to suffer an occasional mistake. Specifically, citing the case of the Oven of Achnai, Sefer HaChinuch outlines the dangers of legal, social, and national chaos that are the alternatives to majority rule. Calculation is pragmatic rather than substantive. It is better to suffer occasional mistakes than to risk the collapse of the entire system.